We have our shoulders back. We step lightly on our feet. We look ahead of us confidently and make eye contact with others. All of this happens unconsciously. We may not like that there's a dominance hierarchy, but it's a fact of life. It's a permanent part of the animal environment, and animals have adapted to it. It's not about capitalism or patriarchy. It simply is. That's no comfort if you're at the bottom of the dominance hierarchy, though. Life is harder for those at the bottom, whether lobster or human. Low-status humans and lobsters produce less serotonin, which means lower confidence levels, increased stress response, and poor health. Interestingly, though, the way you physically carry yourself can also affect your neural circuits. It's a two-way street. When you feel that you are low in the dominance hierarchy and you carry yourself accordingly, it has a further negative effect on your brain chemicals. You then get caught up in a negative feedback loop, which can eventually lead to all sorts of negative outcomes, like depression, relationship problems, and lack of motivation. But when you act like a winner, when you stand up straight, put your shoulders back, keep your chin level, you affect your brain's circuitry in a positive way. Says Peterson, a lobster with high serotonin levels and low octopamine levels struts around confidently, doesn't back down as soon as challenged, stretches itself out so it can look as big as possible. It advances on other lobsters and fights long and hard. And when it does these things because it feels confident, the physical acts in turn increase his confidence. According to Peterson, when you stand up straight with your shoulders back, you are telling yourself and the world that you're not afraid of life, no matter what it brings. It means you've decided to take on chaos and conform it to something more habitable. It means being conscious of and accepting your vulnerability. It means accepting that you're not a child or helpless, that you are responsible for yourself, and that you're willing to make the necessary sacrifices to achieve your ends. So, the ultimate point in this, even if you don't feel confident right now, stand up straight, walk confidently, with your chin up and your shoulders back. Don't allow yourself to shrink from the world. Let the serotonin flow through your brain. Rule 2. Treat yourself like one you are responsible for helping. Have you ever noticed how parents will jump through hoops to make sure their children are happy and healthy, but ignore their own needs? Do you find yourself telling yourself things that you would never say to a friend or loved one, like, "You're such an idiot," or "You'll never amount to anything"? Do you love and care for your pet in a way that you would never dream of doing for yourself? According to Peterson, this is totally normal behavior for human beings. We see our children, our pets, our loved ones as precious, defenseless, vulnerable, worthy of love and care. But deep down, we see ourselves as ugly, cowardly, and worthless. The fact that we think this way, says Peterson, provides us with a critical insight into some of the less savory aspects of human nature. He believes that we walk around every day with an acute awareness, even if it's subconscious, of our pain and the source of our pain. We are aware of our mortality, our shame, our self-disgust, our fears, and our insecurities. We know all too well what makes us suffer, and we know how pain and suffering can be most effectively inflicted on us. We understand that we are naked and defenseless and easy to exploit. We live in a world made up of both chaos and order, and we inevitably encounter things that make us realize how weak we are. What does this all mean? It means we know how to inflict pain and suffering on others, and it may even cause us to have a desire to inflict that pain and suffering. So, what is the solution according to Peterson? He believes that once we understand that we are largely responsible for our own personal hell, we must make the decision to avoid it. We must devote our attention and energy to another place, and this can provide the entire meaning for our lives. We must